there was a lot of talk in there about hydropower. Let's just jump into the local issues. And there was some conversation about it not being a renewable resource on the federal level. We can get into why not, but I guess I'm more interested in why isn't it yet? What does that fight look like to make that happen or not?
Under the current definition of renewable energy sources in within the Department of Energy, hydropower is not considered renewable. I think part of it is just a historical perspective where incredible dams like the Hoover Dam, Tennessee Valley Authority, Bonneville, huge structures, very permanent in place, literally changed the land. I think people have a tendency to kind of look at that and say, well, that doesn't seem very renewable. Here in Alaska, our hydro resource is different. It looks different. It operates different. It is a much smaller scale. But I think what we've been fighting is just the typical, stereotypical definition of hydropower and what people understand hydro to be. What I've tried to do is convey to colleagues that hydropower as a resource, particularly on smaller scale, whether it's lake tap hydro, run of the river, there is so much that you could define as hydropower. If you can get yourself out of this mindset that it's a big, huge, man-made concrete structure. So that's been our biggest hurdle, is just getting over the image of what policymakers may have in terms of what hydropower is. And so that's why I mentioned in the roundtable how instructive it was to have the Sitka Conservation group come forward with their DVD that they had done about the benefits of small hydro projects. I think we recognize, particularly here in Alaska, we have enormous opportunity to provide power at reasonable rates. But right now, there are obstacles that present themselves because hydro is not on a level playing field when it comes to other renewable energy sources.
You said you distributed that DVD on the Hill. Mm-hmm. Have you had feedback on it?
Well, keep in mind that this was a couple years ago, but that was at the time when we were working on some different energy proposals, and it was more, you know, you're trying to work it staff to staff so that they understand what it is that they're doing. I think that we did raise an awareness. It's been kind of interesting because we're now having some pretty good conversations about some of the different approaches, how you can generate power from irrigation ditches. Now, that's a far cry from the Hoover Dam. But for my colleagues who may be in parts of the country where they don't have significant sources of hydropower because they don't have rushing rivers like we have around here, or incredible amounts coming out of the sky, they can relate to an irrigation ditch, and they can see that, wow, through some pretty small-scale technologies, you're saying that we could provide power to a limited area here? We could provide power to my farm? So we're causing people to look at it differently. And, yes, I do think that the local DVD actually helped.